just do your life. Down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the rivers.
And I am the leprechaun.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now.
That's right. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, investigator Shelley Wright, we've got Kelly Griffin, and we have Mr. Mobius joining us on the line. So, Shelley Wright, do you think you're going to sell more gold coins at Wright's Coin Shop after we've pretty much given you, like, a whole show of gold advertisement tonight?
I hope so.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mobius made a very good point. By the way, you're with us, Mobius, right?
I'm here.
Mobius mentioned how great our listeners are and how that over the years they have given us gifts, they've done research for us, they've helped us access things. We have the best audience, and you yourself, Shelley, have said that the speaking of strange people who come into your shop are some of your favorite customers.
They are.
And right now, the Wright's Coin Shop website is almost ready. It's probably by next show we'll have this thing up and running. And it has been put together by a Speaking of Strange fan named Pete Shepard, and he has done a phenomenal job, hasn't he?
He has. He has gone above and beyond. Thank you so much, Pete.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he has done such a good job that I'm going to be hiring Pete to work on some web projects for me.
Yay.
Yeah. Don't you agree, Mobius?
I totally agree, and I know what you've got in mind, and I think you will nail it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Shelley,
yes.
Wright's Coin Shop. So, you guys decorate up for Christmas, right?
Yes.
But nothing for the rest of the year? Do you do anything else other than Christmas?
No, we really don't.
No Easter eggs?
No.
Easter? Nothing like that?
No.
Only Christmas?
We usually get so busy that the holidays just pass us by.
I think a pot of gold St. Patty's promotion would be just perfect. How can you sell gold? And yeah, you've got to jump on that somehow. But I don't know. How do you think you could arrange this, a pot of gold promotion?
I got to think about it.
I know. How about this? Whoever gets us a radio affiliate, Shelley gives them a pot of gold. What do you think, Shelley?
Let's just talk about that later.
So, even the little chocolate kind, maybe, with, you know, the gold foil?
I tried to make a display one time. Mm-hmm. This is why I don't decorate at the shop anymore. I tried to build a display, and it was fabulous. And it had these little gold coins, these little chocolate gold foil ones, and everybody kept eating my display.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did not work out.
Well, Wright's Coin Shop, the website is going to look great. Where people turn their money into more money.
Yes.
Tell everybody what's happening there. Why should people go see you at Wright's Coin Shop?
Because we're local. Because we've been there for 40 years in October. Because if you want to buy or you want to sell, you can actually come in and see us and speak with us and get our opinion and get to know us and build a relationship. And I just think that's the best reason of all.
You know, I don't know one person who has bought something from you once.
Right.
They always go back over and over and over again. And I guess it's kind of like getting a tattoo.
I guess so.
Once you get one nice little shiny coin, you know, you want another and another.
Well, and you realize how easy it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then people can call you wherever they are in the whole country.
Right.
And get your advice on how to get started on this process if they've never done anything with coins before.
Exactly.
So how do people contact you?
Call me at 828-298-5402. Or come see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
And that's off exit 51?
Yes.
So you're just about, 3.5 miles from the Biltmore Estate?
Yes.
So, classy neighborhood there. Again, write this down, folks. 828-298-5402. 828-298-5402. 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, and pretty soon we'll be able to tell people, hopefully, to go to WrightsCoinShop.com.
Yes, so yes.
They don't have to write down anything. They can just go to the website, and they'll all be there.
It'll be there.
Yeah. So, Shelley, have you ever done, say, like a calendar to promote your products?
No, I have not.
Or maybe you pose in some, you know, risque manner with your products?
No, can't say
tasteful, but risque.
Yeah, absolutely. Tasteful nudity. How? Okay, well, let me ask you ladies this. Because, Kelly, you're not married yet. How much would you guys need to pose naked? And, Forrest, I know there's a price that you could live with on this.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly, well, how much to pose naked? Who cares where it is? Everybody can see if they want to see it.
If it's tasteful?
Yeah, it's tasteful, sure. Uh-huh.
Would I be posing with him or by myself?
By yourself.
By yourself.
Oh, come on. It's not that hard to throw out a number.
No, $1 million.
A million? Mm-hmm. You're going to go for $1 million. Okay, Shelley, how about you?
I don't know. I never thought about it.
Would you do it for $250,000?
I don't know.
Well, I would for $250,000.
Well,
I want to make that clear
really
right now.
I really think that you would do it for $2.50.
Well, Forrest and I are whoring our women out, by the way. If anybody wants our wives for $250, take all the pictures you want. The reason I bring this up is that, for one thing, it would sell a lot of coins. And secondly, there is an offer for $250,000 that has been made to a woman who is apparently ex Miss Teen Delaware. So she's old enough now. I'm sure she's over 18. And it says here, this woman, she's being offered $250,000 just to be a spokeswoman for the adult site YouPorn. So I'm not sure if she even has to get naked. It doesn't explicitly say that. So, but you kind of think, like, maybe if you're going to be a spokesperson for a porn site.
I'm thinking
so. You have to show a couple things.
I would imagine that. But YouPorn has said here, we believe your incredible beauty and personality coupled with our internet traffic is a win-win for both of us. We believe this will catapult your career, expose you to an entirely different audience, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, if would you be spokesperson for YouPorn for a quarter mil?
You know, I think they're looking for more than just beauty and personality.
I don't know. What do you think about this, Mobius? Do you have any more insight on what the requirements are?
Yes, her crown came off.
Mm-hmm.
It became tarnished. Apparently, some time ago, she has already made the quantum leap, and the clothes fell off, and she did some things that weren't necessarily in the conduct they wanted for her new position.
Okay, so she lost her crown.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then, even better. Even better. You get it. You get $250,000. Your pageant days are over with. But you don't know if she has to be naked, right? She might not have to.
I think it's a little bit past that point. She's already made money.
Okay, well.
Done there, done that.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen the movie called Run, Ronnie, Run?
No.
It is it's a redneck comedy. And one of our listeners, I won't use his name on the air without his permission, he told me, you need to watch this movie. And I watched it on my airplane flight down to Puerto Rico. And I thought it was going to be really dumb, but it turns out it was quite funny. In fact, I've watched it again since then. And there's just this stupid scene, which won't even be funny when I just talk about it on the radio, but where these guys are trying to pitch a TV show, and they go into this TV office with a couple of smarmy, like, TV executives. Trust me, I know the type. And they're just there to shoot down ideas. And one of the TV executives is played by
Conan O'Brien's sidekick?
Andy Richter.
Andy Richter, yeah. And but anyway, when you go into the office with these two corporate, you know, jackasses, they're sitting there in their suits, and behind them on the wall they have like this crocheted little sign that says "Been there, done that." And I can just, I want one of those hanging behind me in my office. But anyway, let's move along, shall we? Here's a story from Auburn, New York. Apparently, a man was sexually abused at a Super Bowl party. Yeah. You know, by women. Yeah, by women, it says. It says here, a couple of women have been charged with sexual abuse. They say that this man, he was drinking at the Super Bowl party, and he passed out. And these women just took control of this man, of this passed out man. And now these women have been arraigned in Auburn, New York, and they say, fortunately, the man was not injured in this situation.
Thank God.
Yeah. That's rough. You don't expect to have that happen at the end of the Super Bowl party. Next story. It's from Sweden. It says here that there was a prostitution sting that was taking place in a central Stockholm hotel. And that officers arrested a man there who was hiring a prostitute. And they were shocked to find that the man they just arrested was actually the local prosecutor. The guy who should literally be prosecuting whoever got arrested at that moment is the guy who got arrested. He paid the equivalent of $232 for the sex. I don't know what the running rate is these days for a prostitute, but $232 sounds kind of like a little on the low end to me. But this guy, you know, he says, oh, my wife is going to leave me. My children are going to think I behave like a pig. And he says it's the stupidest thing he's ever done in his life. Yeah, I'd say that. When you're a prosecutor,
yeah.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you, well, we're going to go to Nebraska. We're going to go to Oklahoma. We're going to go, a Pizza Hut story. Yes. We love fast food stories, don't we? Aren't those the best? Yeah. Let's just jump right to Pizza Hut when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on the program where the unusual becomes usual. It is called Speaking of Strange.
Didn't matter.
in the darkness.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour here on Speaking of Strange. What does that mean? Well, it means that we have saved some of the more controversial and twisted and sordid and seedy stuff for the late night hours. It is not for the easily offended. It is not for kids. So if you are associated with those scenarios, tune out and come back at the top of the hour when maybe you'll find something a little more family-friendly. But for now, it is our duty, our responsibility to share with you how twisted the world is becoming. And it just gets worse and worse as we go on. You know, you have this idea of the ninja. The ninja is dressed in dark clothing. He's slinking around quietly in the shadows like some cat. He's got quiet little weapons that he might be able to use to quickly, easily dispatch anybody who gets in his way. And he's able to sort of invisibly move through an environment to assassinate or carry out some other deeds. Well, I'm going to tell you guys, the truth is, if you want access, and maybe I shouldn't throw this out on the radio because it's a great secret, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's my little gift to you. If you want to be able to access any place, come and go at will, all you have to do is dress up as a pizza man. Pizza delivery man is the modern day ninja. He is able to go wherever he wants, and everybody's glad to see him. Isn't that right, Shelley?
Oh, yes.
We've talked about this in particular with you before, when the pizza man comes in.
Yes.
Bon chickity bow wow.
No.
We all have a love affair with the pizza man. Right?
The love right, of right. The pizza that the man brings.
Hmm. Well, people light up. They're delighted when they see the pizza guy. They want to help him. Pizza man is the closest thing to how a man can feel like a beautiful woman. You know, because a beautiful woman walks into some establishment. Oh, everybody's bending over backwards for her. You know, they're opening doors. Oh, can I get you anything? All right. Well, when you're the pizza guy, suddenly eyes light up and they probably treat you the same way. They open the door for you, and everybody's like, oh, I'm going to steal that pizza. And you're like, well, have a pizza. And now, boom, you've bought them then, right? If you give them a pizza, because people say that jokingly. We let pizza guys get away with a lot. But some pizza guys have been busted in Richmond, Virginia. Busted for taking a porn break. It says here that two customers were shocked to find a worker at their local Pizza Hut allegedly looking at pictures of naked women. So they went and complained to the managers, and the managers did nothing. Didn't care about it. So it wasn't a big deal. And so they finally took it to the local TV station, NBC 12. And at that point, of course, you know, the managers said, well, we regret our customers had to see that. It was on the guy's personal time, supposedly, and it doesn't affect his job performance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, according to the Huffington Post, Pizza Hut has provided a statement, quote, we strive to create the best possible experience for our customers and expect our team members to reflect the standards of our brand while in uniform. We deeply apologize for this incident and will take appropriate action to make sure that our standards are understood, end quote. Okay. Well, what is it? Do you feel any different about Pizza Hut after hearing this, guys?
No, I really don't care what Pizza Hut employees look at.
Yeah.
Really?
It's what they're doing with the pizza that matters, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What are they putting in the pizza?
Be clean with the pizza. I don't care what you watch.
Mm-hmm. Mobius, you live way out in the middle of nowhere. Can you even get pizza delivery at your house?
No.
Nobody will even deliver to your place, huh?
So,
no. So if I send a pizza man over there, that'd be better than sending a stripper over, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we would be excited.
That's how you infiltrate Mobius's compound, see?
Well, Josh, I remember you used to live,
yeah.
Where you currently live, I don't know, can you get pizza delivery at your house?
I can now, it's amazing.
Because I know you used to have to go and meet people at a certain gas station.
Yeah, which is kind of dangerous, I think, as well for everybody involved. But nonetheless, now there are at least two places that will deliver pizza to my house. There's Pizza Hut and, gosh, I can't remember. There's a place on Patton Avenue.
Favillas?
Favillas.
Favillas.
That's some good pizza. You guys ever had that? Favillas pizza? It's a couple of brothers from, I think they're from Brooklyn. They moved down here a few years ago, started making their own family recipes. And, yeah, it's good. I'm not being sponsored by Favillas, but if you want to try out something different, if you want to look at some naked women, you know, you order a Pizza Hut. But, all right, let's move along here. Omaha, Nebraska. A 12-year-old girl is in trouble there because she used her cell phone camera to record her female teacher taking a shower in the locker room. And apparently somehow somebody figured out that she was doing this, recording her teacher taking a shower. And the assistant principal asked to see the girl's phone, found the video. And so, now she's arrested. A 12-year-old has been arrested on suspicion of intrusion of privacy.
Wow.
Yeah. It is kind of creepy, though, that everybody's running around with a little video camera now, huh?
Yeah.
Every little kid out there? Even in the locker room, how can you prevent being recorded like that when you have so many people with such easy access to technology? Here is a story from Miami, Florida. Wish I was there right now. Let's see here. A guy who lives there has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for human trafficking, which basically is supposedly, you know, getting a hold of women and forcing them into prostitution. They say that how he was caught was that police pulled him over, and this guy was sitting next to his little child. I don't know if it was a little girl or boy, he doesn't say. Little child was in the passenger seat, and in the back were a couple of shady-looking women, whatever that means. And the police said, "Who are these women in the back seat?" And the kid chimes up out of the blue and says, "Oh, those are my daddy's hoes."
Oh.
Yeah. Those are daddy's hoes. And supposedly at one point the kid also said, "You got to get your own. Those are my daddy's."
Oh.
It's a good thing they arrested him, because afterward, that kid would probably gone off a bridge.
Daddy only got 15 years.
15 years. Daddy's hoes. I've never completely understood the whole sex trafficking thing, because you have women who say, "Oh, yeah, this guy kept me as a slave for, you know, 10 years or 20 years," and I'm thinking, yeah, there wasn't one opportunity when you could just run and call 911? I think in many cases it's just odd to me because it's more like a psychological entrapment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they're mentally. Maybe it has something similar to do with like a Stockholm syndrome, something like that. I don't know. How long have you ever heard of a woman being caught up in some type of situation like that, Mobius?
The worst story I recall was the one in China,
mm-hmm.
where a guy had created the underground dungeon.
Oh.
That was definitely the legitimate physical trap.
Yeah, that's creepy. Dungeon. Oklahoma. Oklahoma woman charged with placing dozens of obscene phone calls, harassing 911. See, earlier I read a story about a guy who's calling up 911 asking to order cheeseburgers. Now this woman is even worse because 911 says, how can I help you? And the woman, who's 44, says, quote, "My job is to harass you bitches," end quote. And called the center 59 times over an 8-hour period. And then she was placing even more obscene and threatening and harassing type calls over and over, saying the same thing. She's in a lot of trouble now. See, just when you thought ordering cheeseburgers from 911 was the worst thing. No, it gets even worse. We are going to take a break. When we come back, what do we have here? A naked man story. Excellent. And, this is one that made me cringe. It's from China. has to do with a guy on a bicycle. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. Sure, we'll have plenty to report after that. I find that oftentimes these Dark 30 stories involve the element of alcohol. I can't explain that. It's quite mysterious. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Welcome back to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. And, you know, I've gotten such great feedback from people who listened to the show last week and really enjoyed the Michael Rivera story and also my appearance on Coast to Coast AM. I got to tell you, we have sold a lot of the Wishing Machine radionics boxes since doing those appearances. And, in fact, new supplies are being ordered to make more of them. We're not sure how long we're going to have them available, but if you don't know what the Wishing Machine is, go to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P. Go to joshuapwarren.com. And watch the video there. You'll see me sitting with one or two of these devices, and I will be explaining to you what it is and how it works. And it's a good time to do it because, you know, the year's just still getting kicked off, and maybe your year will be a little bit better if you have some extra luck on your side. Don't just wait around for the leprechauns. Shelley's busy. All right. Here is a story from Maryland. It says here, naked man crashes vehicle into Susquehanna River after a high-speed chase. This guy was in a van driving, at least they say, a good 80, 90 miles per hour, trying to ram police twice. And then he finally drove his stolen minivan into the Susquehanna River. When police encircled the crash site, they found that the man was standing on top of the car, naked, as it was sinking into the water, waving his underwear over his head and yelling like a pirate at everyone. This, by the way, was 10:37 in the morning. It wasn't like he had a long day of drinking. Maybe he had a long couple days of drinking. Actually, I don't know if the guy was drunk or not, but I wouldn't doubt it. So, says here, waving his underwear, screaming, Now, this is in Maryland, so think of how cold the water is up there. And so, anyway, finally, the driver swam to the shore. Police arrested him and took him to the York Hospital to be treated for hypothermia. Well, that'd be something funny to see, huh? Mobius, when's the last time you jumped in the river naked?
I'm just not a member of the Polar Bear Club. Not my thing.
I've never... let me think a second before I say that. I don't think I've ever been in the water... well, not cold water naked, but I know somebody who has.
Who would that be?
Would you like to tell everybody what you once did, Forrest?
Well, someone might have taken their clothes off for a certain amount of money involved and gotten in the water naked.
In the middle
of winter.
That
wouldn't be me.
I tell you, I used to live at a house that had a very small little pond out back. And right in the middle of winter, we started talking about how cold that water was. And I eventually, you know, one thing leads to another, of course.
I think a little alcohol is involved with that also.
Yeah. So I say, Forrest, you get naked, and I want you to sit down on the bottom of the pond. I want your behind to make contact with the layer of soil and fish scales on the bottom of the pond. And he did it. He did it. He stripped down butt naked, and he got out there in this freezing cold water, and he went all the way down. We were waiting for him with a nice warm towel when he came up, but that was $20 well earned.
Only $20?
I don't know. It wasn't that much, but maybe.
Oh. That was a little more than that.
It was enough to, you know, buy a tank of gas or something.
Buy some heating oil for the house.
That's right. The good old days, huh, Connor?
Yes, sir.
The good old days. So, all right. You know, now keep in mind, I know I always have to give this little warning to everybody, because that's what Dark 30 is about. These are stories that are more controversial. They're not for kiddies. They're not for the easily offended, okay? So some of them are more sordid and seedy. Tune out if you don't want to hear that kind of material. This is not for you. Here is a story from China. And apparently here, a student in China was writing to his first day of school. I don't know how old this student is, but they say this turned into his worst nightmare. He somehow slipped and fell. He was basically in a standing position, and he was trying to pedal hard up a hill or something like that. He slipped and fell. And as fate would have it, at the same time, his bike seat broke off. And the, as they put it, cold, merciless steel rod was wedged in so deeply that he could not be removed from the bicycle. A one in a billion fall, the perfect storm of physical variables for this to happen. Firefighters were called to the scene, and they used the jaws of life to detach the bicycle from the boy's rear end. He was then taken... Have the jaws of life ever been used for this before? Probably. He was then taken to the hospital by an ambulance, but they say there were still some portions of the bike emerging from his behind. Thankfully, they were able to carefully, appropriately, medically remove everything without any additional tearing going on. But they say that this was a potentially life-threatening situation, that he could have easily died from this bicycle situation. You look very confident as you nod in agreement to this. You've seen what can happen when this kind of thing takes place, Kelly?
Yes.
Okay.
I used to work in the emergency room.
Uh-huh.
I've told you some stories.
You have told some stories. What's the biggest, craziest thing that you've ever seen get lodged into a person that way? She's having to think about it. That's how many choices she has, how many options.
Can I tell my big story on
the radio? Go for it.
I hope this never comes around to me, but I don't work in the medical profession anymore.
Okay.
Anyhow, there was a patient that came in complaining of lower abdominal pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I was an x-ray tech and took an x-ray of his abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like this huge mass on the x-ray,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't find out till later was the guy had gotten his wife. When a man loves a woman or a woman loves a man.
Yeah, yeah.
To place this huge rolled up newspaper with balloons around it, lubed it up, and put it in a real special place for him.
Wow.
And he acted like he had no clue as to why he was having abdominal pain.
My goodness, that is
so
weird.
What could be wrong?
Yeah.
It's like, gosh. You're supposed to beat the dog with that, not stick it in your beard.
His wife did. You know, I told Forrest, okay. You can ask me for a lot of things, but that would definitely not be one.
Well, let me negotiate this one. I can talk Forrest into doing some things. Before we go to our break, on the topic, Port Charlotte, Florida... Authorities there said they found drugs in some unlikely places on four suspects. For one thing, a man had cocaine hidden in his artificial leg. They found morphine and pills in a woman's bra and a hypodermic needle hidden in a woman's buttocks. She literally just stuck a whole needle in her buttock to smuggle it, and all four have been arrested on drug charges. Okay, folks, believe it or not, we are down to the last segment of the Dark 30 show, the Dark 30 Hour on the Speaking of Strange show. I've got three stories I have saved here for the last, and I have to figure out how to read them. I'm going to have to do this carefully. Yeah. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the program where the unusual becomes usual, and, you know, we call it the Dark 30 Hour because... It's late at night here, toward the end, when we read you things that are real news stories. We're not making this stuff up. You can go to speakingofstrange.com, check out the Facebook page if you want to see for yourself. Mr. Mobius can attest to that. And they are stories that you probably won't hear reported in the mainstream media otherwise. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's Speaking of Strange.
I ain't afraid of your husband, baby. I'll be over tonight. It won't do no good to lock them doors and windows tight. I don't care easily, so shut up and listen to me. I ain't afraid of your husband, baby. I'll be over tonight. So what's the big deal? Let down your hair if you run around. He wouldn't care anyway. Come on, baby, what do you say? A good-looking woman, a jaw-dropping man, need to get it on every chance they can. Give it up. Come on, baby, give it up. No, he don't scare me none. He sure don't scare my gun. I ain't afraid of your husband, baby. I'll be over tonight. It won't do no good to lock them doors and windows tight. Cause I ain't afraid of your husband, baby. I'll be over.
Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and let me tell you, we saved the worst of the worst for last here, the most twisted and sordid and seedy stuff. This is not for the easily offended, not for the kiddies. Tune out right now if you don't want to hear these last three stories. And let me also remind you Before we get into these stories, the weather, it may be warming up soon, but that means it's time for a lot of terrible storms, tornadoes, that kind of business. You know how it goes. Don't wait to sit around in the dark. Go to sunshinesimple.com and learn about the solar generator for the home that we make. It is the world's most powerful solar generator for the home for the best price. sunshinesimple.com. Okay, here we go, amigos. This first one, talk about twisted. This is from Joliet, Illinois. Now, just listen to this one sentence, guys. An 18-year-old woman with a necrophilia fetish had three-way sex on the corpses of two men who she and her sexual partners strangled to death. How do you like that as a sentence of a news story? Her boyfriend was a 24-year-old, and he helped kill two other guys. Both of them were 22. Put them together so that he and his longtime girlfriend could get on top of them and go at it. Said this had been a fantasy of hers for a long time. Says they hog-tied the victim's hands and feet together with dirty clothes and an electrical cord and then strangled them. The police chief said, quote, "This is one of the most brutal, heinous, and upsetting things I've ever seen in my 27 years of law enforcement. Not only the crime scene, but the disregard for human decency toward human beings." They say that they also believe those men carried a lot of money on them, and so they also, of course, wanted to rob them as well. Pretty twisted. Whenever you can get cops, but been on the force 27 years, never seen nothing like this. That's when you know, right? Pretty messed up, huh?
It was a night like this.
That's in Illinois. Wow. Okay, now, next story. This is from Baltimore, Maryland. And this is mind-boggling. Everybody knows how respectful Johns Hopkins Hospital is. If this weren't from the Huffington Post, you might question, like, could this happen? Well, at John Hopkins Hospital, a gynecologist is in trouble. Because already, Kelly's like, oh, what's he going to say next? What has a gynecologist done? And that's pretty much the right attitude to have. The gynecologist, apparently for years, has been conducting his work with an ink pen suspended from his neck on a little necklace. Which, you know, you could say, oh, he's a doctor, he's taking notes. Turns out this ink pen is a hidden camera. And this doctor, this gynecologist, they say, has hours and hours and hours of quote-unquote multimedia evidence that he has been recording women with this device. And you know, who would think Johns Hopkins, of all places, something like that would happen? Oh, it's just horrible. And they say that, now, if I'm reading this correctly here, this doctor, 54 years old, killed himself after this was revealed. So, that's just crazy, man. You know, just absolutely nuts that such a thing can happen. That's right, isn't it, Mobius? This guy killed himself?
Guy killed himself? There's hundreds of hours of evidence, and they're trying to figure out how to match it up, who's involved. And the lawsuits are going to be flying. It's just a huge mess.
And now the last story here. This is from the Manhattan Art School. We know how those wacky little art students are. Well, this one gentleman, I will not give his name. He is an art student there. And he has been working for months on his ultimate masterpiece. It is a huge big case full of something that comes from a man's body. that doesn't come from a woman's body. And he said that this is great art and that there's no biohazard because he can just put it in the microwave for a little while before it begins to boil and make sure that it's appropriate for public display. Believe it or not, they finally allowed him to get his way. It has been sealed up and put on display as his art project. And that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And barring a ball game, tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!